This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time, folks, you want to watch us live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check out 13 articles written from constitutional attorneys, preachers, Christians that are in the culture war, so on and so forth. Posted 24/7, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat at any time. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, or right up on the front page there. Go ahead and click us on, join us on live chat. If at any time you want to give us a call, please do. Love to hear from you, pro or con. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I see you up there, Diana. I will take that phone call in just a moment here. I just wanted to ask everybody out there, did you get your President Trump's coronavirus guidelines for America today, the way that we did in the mail? Well, I want to read it off to you really quick, okay? Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. Wow. Okay, well then, that means that they follow the rule of the law, right? Mr. President, Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. Right? I just want to make sure, because we're all following the rule of the Constitution here, but we're seeing the opposite take place today in America, Mr. President. It says on his little postcard, if you feel sick, stay home. Well, that's what most people do, don't they? Yeah. Oh, did we need the president to tell us this, friends? If your children are sick, keep them at home. Really? Oh, thanks, man. Woo! Thank goodness we have the president of the United States of America to tell us that. He said if you're an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay at home and away from other people. Wow. Man, I'm so thankful. I mean, we are beneficiaries of this man's wisdom, aren't we? If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. The problem that we're having across America, friends, is that we have not actually come into contact with anybody that has the coronavirus. The only people that have the coronavirus are those that the propagandists are pushing and the media's useful idiots that are pushing the story and the narratives onto the American people. Because I've talked to several nurses over the last couple of days, RNs, EMTs, and the such, and they're talking about what the media is saying is not happening at their local hospitals. Wow. Just like that guy that we had on the radio show earlier this week, Jason James, who was in Hawaii. Remember that guy? Remember he kept hearing the same message through the useful idiots, the propagandists, the mainstream media that nobody trusts? Remember he went to the clinics there in Hawaii? And he couldn't find anybody in line, but the media was pushing that everybody's lined up to get tested for their coronavirus, right? Just to make sure they don't have it, but he couldn't find in their friends. And then he sent his friends out into other clinics in Hawaii there, friends, and they also found out that many of the clinics were, they had their doors bolted shut. Well, I just want to make clear as to, are we talking about the same country here, friends? Are we talking about the same happenings here, friends? Because I'm highlighting right now President Trump's coronavirus guidelines for America. If you're watching me right now, this is what it looks like. You probably already got one, right? The president said even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you're at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It's critical that you do not park to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Oh, okay. All right. Again, thanks for the president telling us this. Work or study from home whenever possible. Thank you, Dad. We totally appreciate this. But my father's in heaven, sir, just so you understand. Okay. I also wanted to make clear that you understand, Mr. President, that I'm not a sheep. We're not sheep here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, okay? The voice of a stranger we will not follow, John 10:15, just for the record. Going on with this coronavirus guidelines for America from the president, he said, avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Use pickup or delivery options. Oh, wow, that's crazy. I couldn't find that in the U.S. Constitution. Okay, avoid discretionary travel. Shopping trips and social visits. Wow, really? Why is that? Did you hear the commercial, friends, right before the show came on, as to what's going on over there in Australia? Now they're having road checks. Sound a little Gestapo to you, friends? Some people in the United States of America are getting papers from their states. They're called travel papers. Sound a little familiar, Americans? You know how that Bradley Dean, you know that long-haired punk that's on the radio show telling people, listen, this looks a lot like of what we've seen back in the 30s concerning Adolf Hitler, and then considering the link between the Bushes, Prescott Bush, Daddy Bush, Bush Jr., Georges, friends, to the present concerning the Patriarch, the two towers falling, and the agencies created, it's identical to what Adolf Hitler did. For the record, just wanted to make sure we all understood what's going on here, okay? Because the agendas going forward. The president sends us, do not visit nursing homes. Whoa, okay. Always practice good hygiene. The president of the United States is reminding us all, friends, to wash our hands. He's talking about distancing here on this little postcard he sent us. And isn't it interesting, as they're selling us that we're to distance ourselves from 10 or more, what, there's 30, 40 people on the camera that are all huddled together trying to scare everybody into more governmental intervention. Sound a little familiar, friends? Yep, it sounds a little familiar, friends, a little too familiar for my comfort in so many different ways. Are we seeing defiance? Absolutely. What is your response, friends? Because I want to go on to say this again. Do consider the source of the media. Do consider the source of the government. When you were listening to the commercials just a couple minutes ago, did you hear one outlet, if it wasn't the BBC or the useful idiot out in Australia or the media in America that the conservatives should know better than to be promulgating anyways, did you hear from one of them concerning the crimes of those that are selling us the lies today? Absolutely not. What are they doing? Oh, they're just doing their job. They're just going along and telling us whatever those six corporations have to tell us, right? How much of it is true? Well, friends, you're going to have to decide. I can't do that for you. But when we have the President of the United States of America sending us a postcard and telling us what the guidelines are for America, I want to say back to you, Mr. President, I want to show you your guidelines concerning the U.S. Constitution that you are trampling underfoot, along with your little governor buddies and your little mayor buddies that think you can go ahead and do at will what you will arbitrarily. You're wrong. I'm not a sheep. I'm not your property. And number one, Mr. President, you work for me. I do not work for you. We're going to take this phone call on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take this phone call right after this next hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Let's say it in unison. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to address that particular statement that I make every time I open up a show, hopefully before the end of this show. I'm going to take Diana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in, Diana. How are you?
I'm great, brother. Thanks. I wrote a couple of bullet points on my paper that allows me to drive.
Gotcha.
I want to touch on a couple of things. I work in the healthcare industry, and you know, we're like setting up these mass units, basically anticipating waves of patients coming, and my employer indicates that we have plenty of supplies. However, they're so not available to us now, which is kind of weird. We're reusing things. So for any medical person out there reusing face shields and things, watch the chemicals that you're using, especially next to your skin or near your eyes. Hey, on your point, I had to laugh about Trump giving us a little some medical advice. Does he think he's Marcus Welby?
He's a man that has everybody's hat on, man, and nobody knows better than he does, that's for sure.
Yeah, here's a man telling us to wash our hands, a man who sleeps around. I mean, is that, like, disgusting? Anyways, one of the reasons why I wanted to call today was, you know what, we have crisis actors coming in. I'm sure of this with everything.
Okay, hang on a second, Diana. I want to slow down for a moment. Will you share with the people as to who you are? You don't have to tell me your last name, but will you just share with them that you are in the center of this mess?
I am. I work at a very large university medical center in Chicago, and I have been a technologist taking x-rays and CAT scans on patients for 29 years. And so I've been experienced with all kinds of sick people, even including people that have active TB and MRSA and other very infectious diseases. So my
so you're qualified. You're very qualified, yeah, for what you're talking about. Thank you.
Definitely. It seems though we have I would say probably about a third of the patients seem to be coming. They're intentionally coughing while I'm in the room, or other technologists are in the room with these patients. But the moment we step out to clean our stuff, or before going into the room when we're donning all of our protective equipment, they're fine. They're not coughing. They're quiet. But as soon as we walk in the room, they start hacking and coughing and just putting on like a really bad acting show. So, I mean, I've seen...
but you're a conspiracy theorist, Diana. You're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, that is so far out there.
Yeah, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I'm an accurate observer of reality.
Amen. Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, it is kind of weird because, you know, they want people to take carry out food, but, I mean, how do they trust the source of where that's coming from?
That's right.
And
that's right.
The other thing is, when I get on the elevator, you know, there's 15 of us in there. We can't practice social distancing in there. we're getting our face scanned and temperature taken on our way in, and starting today, we have to wear a mask continually to help us the scare of people.
Of course.
It is, you know, the whole thing is insane. And one other thing I did want to make note of before we get to the end of our conversation, I wanted to say, look, they keep referring to these Google, Facebook, all the rest of them as tech giants. Well, I want people to know we are the giants. They are the grasshoppers. It is all about perspective. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Pray up.
I totally appreciate you, Diana. Thank you for telling us this, because it's important that we understand what's going on. What I want to do is identify and define what a crisis actor is. A crisis actor, a.k.a. actor or patient, interestingly enough, this is what it is defined out to be, Diana. Actor victim. He is a trained actor, role player, volunteer, or other person engaged to portray a disaster victim during emergency drills to train first responders such as police, firefighters, EMS personnel. And then it goes on and says, crisis actors are used to create high fidelity simulations of disasters in order to allow first responders to practice their skills and help emergency services and their organizations to prepare and train in realistic scenarios. So there we have it. Again, thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate you, Diana, in more ways than you know. And again, thank you for that information. I got Steve calling from Minnesota. Steve, we're going to make it your show. Now, thank you for calling in. And can I go ahead, since I have you on the line right now, Steve, can I reveal who you are without using your last name concerning your occupation?
Well, yeah, I don't want to go into too detail, but yeah, if you kind of keep it.
Okay, you're an ambulance driver. You're an EMT, so you are actually in the center, just like that of Diana, concerning what's going on in the medical or the medical industry right now. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Was that good? Was that fair?
Yeah. I've had training. Over the years, on a lot of issues with medical and things.
Okay, well, you got 4 minutes. What say you?
Well, so far out in our area, I haven't really seen a whole lot. What concerns me is that because they're getting people, the media gets people so whipped up, you know, it kind of has a placebo effect in reverse. The placebo effect is like if you're testing drugs, you don't want just the thought of taking the drug to make you well. You want to know if the drug actually does make you well. And so you give somebody a placebo to see if it makes them well just from the thought of it, and then you give some people the real drugs to test that, to see is it accurate or is it not accurate, you know, what's happening. And so like when your previous caller was talking about people that cough when she comes in the room, well, actually it's kind of, they may not know they're deliberately doing that. Some may. I don't disagree with her. But, I mean, I've had patients like that. It's because you come in there, they're conscious to it, and so all of a sudden they're feeling their symptoms. And so they, in a way, make themselves sick. So we got the media running around upsetting everybody and basically giving them, making them sick by the thought of being sick.
That's exactly, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, and that is exactly right. It's the power of suggestion that's being inundated on the people on a global basis, 24/7. They are relentless about what they're doing, and notice things aren't slowing down. Notice things aren't getting better, friends. Notice how the government is continuously overreaching because they're testing the people to see how far they can go with you before people stand up and resist. And by the way, hopefully I'll be talking about that as well. Resistance has begun. But go ahead, Steve.
Well, and the thing is that you wouldn't believe how effective that is. My dad had a tumor on his eye. They took it out. They told him he had 6 to 8 weeks to live. He laughed at him. He said, that doctor doesn't know a thing. And he came home. He never told us he was even sick. And a year later, my sister was saying how good he was. And he laughed and said, yeah, and that doctor said I was going to die. And my sister started asking him, and he said, yeah, they told me to go home. I was going to die. He says, shows you what they know. I'm fine. And he was cancer-free. It never spread. And he has such a positive attitude about his health.
That's
he says he's going to live to be 100, and he's 85 and in perfect health.
Yeah. Well, just keep in mind, if I continuously push fear and then I have the remedy, guess what happens after doctors push the fear? Well, you say to the doctor, what is it that I need to do to cure your prognostication as to what you just said was wrong with me? Well, isn't it interesting? He has it right there. I've seen this more than not. Steve, I also have to say, I talked to an RN just the other day in the state of Minnesota. He said all of this hype, this sensationalism, this propaganda, this exaggerating as to what's going on in hospitals. He said, Bradley, none of that stuff is happening here. So these are four different conversations from people that are in the field concerning the medical industry, from ENTs to RNs to nurses to doctors, friends. I had a doctor over to my house yesterday. He told us exactly what's going on. Friends, you're being lied to. Steve, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate you. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House approved a $2.2 trillion economic relief measure on Friday, sending it to President Trump's desk. The historic aid package is a response to the drastic health and economic consequences caused by the coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says the bill represents urgent relief for millions of Americans.
Today's vote is about saving lives and livelihoods, providing the urgent relief needed to keep workers on the job, helping those who have lost theirs, and preserving Main Street businesses so they can ride out this crisis and rebound strongly.
No official word on when President Trump will sign the bill. More people are continuing to die from the coronavirus in New York, the epicenter of the outbreak. There are now 519 deaths in New York State, a sharp increase from yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Here, I want to just, I can do media first or I can do government. I'll just take it from, well, let's go to the governments, okay? Read Exodus 18, 21 when you get a moment, and 25 when you get a moment. God established government, just so you know, okay? I want you to listen to this in contrast to what we're seeing today. Who is this? Who said this? God gave the Savior to the German people. We have faith, deep and unshakable faith, that he, Adolf Hitler, was sent to us by God to save Germany. Hermann Göring wrote that. Did you hear me? Hermann Göring, SS war criminal, who committed suicide, allegedly, during the Nuremberg trials. God gave the Savior to the German people. We have faith, deep and unshakable faith, that he, Adolf Hitler, was sent to us by God to save Germany. Does anybody know what his campaign slogan was? Anybody? 1-866-582-9933. Can anybody tell me what Adolf Hitler's slogan was, his campaign slogan? Let's make Germany great again. Just for the record, just giving you history, friends, just pay attention to the parallel. Bradley, what are you saying? Are you saying that Donald Trump is comparable to that of Adolf Hitler? I am saying this, that he's pushing forth the agenda. And I'm also telling you that his followers, his worshipers, are treating that of Mr. Trump as a savior. I am telling you that. Okay, so let's go to that. There's a sign in one of Donald Trump's brainwashed, worshiping followers' front yard. And this is what it says, and it's important that you hear this. This is how far these people have gone. The sign says, God bows down to President Donald J. Trump and declares that he is perfect. Trump 2020. We've heard his followers, his worshipers say, in Trump we trust. We've heard his followers with T-shirts on. You can see him wear these T-shirts. That Jesus died for our sins, but Trump lives for us. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg, friends, as to what we're seeing here. I just have a question to those that have still not figured out what's going on here. I have a couple things I want to ask you. Why is it that you get angry with me for telling you the fruit that falls from this administration's branch? Because on my end, I can prove to you and show you the fruit in the basket of this administration as to what he is in fact responsible for. You cannot. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're being sold right now by this administration that this is all for the good of the American people. I highlighted this postcard that the president sent out, the coronavirus guidelines for America, as he transgresses the Constitution. I'm humored by it. I really am, right? These people are saying this is all about our safety. It's all about the care for the American people. Do you not understand that Donald Trump, do you not understand that we're sold by the mainstream media, you know, fake media, as Donald says, that continuously gives cover to him and for him? It's interesting that we know that Donald Trump has not once but twice financed the abortion industry through these omnibus bills. So while he's being sold to you as the most pro-life president in the history of America, not true at all. The opposite is true. See, he trusts that you're just going to believe whatever he says. Did you know that Donald Trump says he loves to play the actor? And he also loves ignorant people out of his own mouth. Oh, yes, he does. Matter of fact, he says to those ignorant people that I could shoot someone on the street. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. And I still wouldn't lose one voter. We're being sold by this administration, both sides that work for the same special interest groups, attempting to establish a new order in this country, both left and right paradigms, friends. We're being sold by these people that they care for us and we need to take care of ourselves. These are the ones that are funding abortion. Matter of fact, even to prove the point, Nancy Pelosi, as you well know, my listeners do, that she sold to the American people. It's coronavirus testing, testing, testing. It's about protecting the American people. Did you know that she was caught attempting to add pork to that bill to continuously fund, actually increase funding to the likes of Planned Parenthood? Did you know that? Okay. These are the same people that advocate the murder of the babies, the innocent, in the wombs. Read Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. These people that are wanting you to believe that they're looking out for you, keep in mind, this is the same administration that just signed on to the USMCA, giving all of our powers that be in the United States of America. They have been usurped now in overreaching methods because his followers are following blindly behind him, ending up in the ditch, and they don't know why, right? Only to repeat history again as they hasten it, as they continuously worship. What people don't realize is this same administration that gave powers to the UN to usurp that of the United Nations concerning the southern border and the northern border through the USMCA. Just wanted to let you know, but it's about our safety and our care. This is the same administration on both sides of the aisle that are attempting to disarm us today. But it's about our care and about our protection. What do you get angry about with me when I tell you the truth? And I can prove the truth. The problem that his worshipers have is their only retort is to call me names because they can't prove what they say that he has done. No, it's what he said. It's not what he's done. Okay? And I would do this with any administration, by the way. Okay? Not a respecter of persons because my father isn't. Is not this guy, this administration on both sides of the aisle that are trying to disarm us right now? By the way, gun sales are skyrocketing in Minnesota right now. All across the country, up 276%. See, this is the message the mainstream media doesn't want you to have. They want you to cry out for more government intervention. That's why they're hyping this up. That's why they're exaggerating what's going on. Folks, nobody that I know, even in the medical industry, has ran into one individual that can prove the point in which the mainstream media continuously pushes on you. Not a one. Not a one. Okay? All this hype, all this hysteria, this fear-mongering, I haven't seen it yet. And I'm out continuously. Who's pushing all this fear? The media is. I'll get to those guys in a minute. I also want to say, is not this the same administration on both sides of the aisle, friends, that just handed over the United Nations to the United Nations school curriculums in the United States of America under this administration concerning Betsy DeVos? Yes, it is. I thought it was for our care. I thought this was about making America great again. No, tell the people what they want to hear. That's all this is about. Okay? That's all this is about. I thought it was about the care and the concern and the well-being in making America great again. No, friends, just the opposite is true. What are you getting angry with me for telling you what you don't want to hear? Why is it that you don't want to hear the truth? Facts are stubborn things. They don't care about your feelings. The truth is going to win the day, no matter how much you combat it. You are hastening judgment. You are drawing the seed of violence onto yourself by refusing to acknowledge the truth and stand up with the rest of the people that are doing so. You are adding strength to tyranny by continuously overlooking what this administration is doing. You're adding strength. And by the way, isn't it interesting how all this came out and all of a sudden here comes the mainstream media to his protection in propping him up and the propaganda to say, look at the polls, everybody's for Donald Trump. No, for Donald Trump. No, the opposite is true. People are questioning what's going on with this administration. And if it wasn't true, then can I ask you something, all of you useful idiots in the mainstream media? Why are gun sales skyrocketing? I'm just curious. It doesn't line up with what you say. No, friends, let me tell you what this is about. This is about them capitalizing. This is about them using another crisis that they're not going to let to go to waste. And what they're going to do is they're going to come up with another bill and they're going to bleed the coffers of the American people. And it's exactly what they're doing. And what they're doing, and I told you this yesterday, it's about our care and our concern, right? It's for our well-being, said this administration. Donald Trump's administration just funded the Muslim Brotherhood terror-tied organizations in the America that we know today, times three of Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't say it. He did. He signed the bill. If you want to see the bill and you want to read the article, go to Judicial Watch. Okay? It's not me telling you this. I'm telling you what nobody else wants to tell you because they're too busy cheerleading the very administration that's undermining them. And they don't care. No, they hate guys like me. Well, that's exactly what Amos 5 says. They hate him who rebuketh within the gate. That's exactly right. They hate the truth. And isn't it interesting how many of these profess their love for God? No, they don't. They were the ones that were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. And I want you to listen to this before the next up-and-coming break. What are you mad at me for when I'm telling you the truth? Oh, and by the way, what I just highlighted is the tip of the iceberg. What are you getting mad at me for? Why are you getting mad at those that are telling you the truth? You're doing it to yourself and you're doing it to your own posterity. History's repeating itself, and the fact of the matter is it could repeat itself in a positive way if we all stood together under God rather than under Donald Trump, the savior of America, and God, right? No, you would never admit that in a million years. But the fact of the matter is you hold more to Donald Trump than you do Jesus Christ. That's the fact. I see it over and over and over again. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Those that go along to get along, you're a part of telling a lie. Exodus 23, put not thine hand with the wicked, those that know to do right and do it not, to be an unrighteous witness, just to go along. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, just to go along. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to pervert judgments. Did you hear what Scripture says? God's government's very clear. You better get on the right side of the fence. As Moses said, who's on the Lord's side, come over here. Those that are not, go over there.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I love the interaction we get on live chat. You guys are awesome over there, and I just want to acknowledge every single one of you. You're some faithful folks over there, and we see that it's growing. Yesterday we had 600 people on the show. Day before was 600, so it's tripled now. And we knew that was going to happen once we were left alone. If we had Restream, we'd be in the thousands right now, but we appreciate it. So this is all organic right now. And it's funny how YouTube will put on there, there's 53 people watching. Right now that's what it says, but when you shut it off, it'll say 200 to 300 people. So why they're doing that, I have no idea why they're doing that. We've been doing this for what now, 6 months, 9 months now. So it's just incrementally grown. And the more people learn of the show, the more they're jumping on. And by the way, that coincides with the 119 radio stations that have made us the number one and number two show. Again, that's you. That's not me. That's not my accolade. This is your reflection, and we appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, we are, in fact, educating people concerning the past. From the very beginning to the present. Because if you don't know the past, you don't know the future. Okay? It's just that simple. And we take it from the Word of God and the Constitution, and we stay within those boundaries. And if we do that, guess what? That's the safe zone, man. It really is. The Lord didn't give His law because He hates us. He gave it to us because He loves us. That's why Jesus, our great exemplar, exhibited this in His life at every step of the way. Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He fulfilled it. Read Romans 3:31. Read Hebrews 10:8. Read that of Matthew 5:17, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Anyways, enough said for that. I wanted to say this, and I want to ask you a question. Can I have a little fun with you for a moment? How many Trump followers does it take to change a light bulb? None. Trump just says it's fixed and the rest of them sit down in the dark and they applaud him. Is that not true? That's exactly what's going on. It's a joke, but it's a serious point, and it's a great point. How many Trump worshipers does it take to change a light bulb? None. Trump just says it's fixed, and the rest of them sit in the dark and applaud, and they're trying to figure out why things are getting worse in their country to a point where we have never been in over 100 years in this country. And they would have never done this under Obama. Hey, folks, if this was going on during the Obama administration right now, you'd have people out on their front porches with their ARs. I'm not kidding you. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind. People would be carrying their ARs everywhere they go if they're not doing it today. And what's happening is the more Trump does what he does, the more he is exposing himself. And this is good for the rest of us. But you know what? For those that know the truth, it's time for us to stand up and resist the tyranny, because it's right in our faces in so many different ways, friends, in so many different ways. Okay? I got to get over to the media. I'm just going to lay out one point, and I'm going to leave it there. In 1917, now I'm talking about the media that works hand in glove with corruption, that are working 24/7, they're working overtime, friends, to continuously paralyze the American people with fear. In 1917, this is the media. Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. 1917, friends. I mean, is this crazy? 1917. What he wanted to do is he wanted to find out how many people it would take, J.D. Powers, by the way. He wanted to see how many people would take back in 1917. He wanted to know how many people would take to control the mainstream media in the United States of America. So what he did is he hired 25 overseers to see how many it would take to actually control the American policy concerning the mainstream media. This is in 1917. Again, I just got to reiterate the point, 1917. Okay? Well, they found out that it would only take 25. And what they did is they appointed those that would take orders from the top to control the daily policy of the United States of America. 1917. Again, you can't make this up. We've known this since 1917, America. And how is it that people today that continuously decry the media as a bunch of liars have the audacity to sit there and believe what they're being told today? Nobody believes the mainstream media. Again, last week I was talking about how the media and corruption, hand in glove in government, they play the music, and all the people that don't trust the government and don't believe the media, what do? They don't believe them. But every time they play music together, friends, the media and corruption and government, they get up and dance. Do you know how ignorant and let me say it this way. Do you know how ignorant you look? The word stupid comes to my mind, which is a word found in Webster's 1828. Dull and insensible. Nobody believes the media. Nobody trusts the government. Then let me ask you a question, I love this. I just want to make it a law unto yourself. Let me drop this into your lap. Then why all of the hysteria? Why all of the fear? And by the way, I'm referencing the fear and the hysteria the mainstream media is throwing on the people. Because again, I want to tell you firsthand, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. If you don't believe them, why are you freaked out? If you are. I'm sorry, it wasn't J.P. Powers, it was J.P. Morgan. 1917. We've known this since 1917. The people don't know how to tell the truth. Well, Bradley, how do you know all this? Because I've done my homework. And we're going directly to the sources to find out what the issues are. As a matter of fact, I can give you one right now. Listen to this carefully. Richard Salent, 1914 to 1933, the former president of the CBS News. And by the way, if you want to do a little homework on this, go to Operation Mockingbird. You'll pull up a video. It's all there. It's a CIA operation. That's what this is. That's what's going on. Richard Salent, former president of CBS News, said this. He said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is in 1914 to 1933, friends. Can you make that up? No, you can't make that up. Can you make up people's hypocrisy in this country? No, you can't, because look at the way some of these people are acting today. It's inexcusable. It's embarrassing. The problem is you're not embarrassed. I want to tell you something. I'm embarrassed for some of you. Question the origin and the authenticity of what you're being told today. Hey, folks, there's no truth in these people. They don't know how to tell the truth. Read John 8:44. And what do we see these people do? They come to steal, they come to kill, and they come to destroy. It's exactly what they're doing, because they think that they're going to have their way. Like Paul Warburg said, we're going to have a new world order, back in the 1800s, by the way. He said we're going to have a new world order by consent or by conquest. What's happening? And everybody talks about all these criminals that are around us, the George Soroses, the Bill Gates, all the bad guys. Well, let me ask you something. The guy that's going to make America great again, then why hasn't he brought forth justice? He's got complete control of the DOJ. I'm just asking. Just asking the question that none of his followers can answer. No, they just want to blindly follow along. And then they wonder why. You know what? If you knew he was telling you the truth, then why are you afraid? I honestly think that this man is incapable, as well as those that you have tolerated in this country, in federal government, and on the state level in many ways. I am absolutely amazed that the American people do not understand what the remedy is. The remedy is found in the U.S. Constitution. Judgment guards our liberty. Guess what? It applies to them too, doesn't it? And I'm talking about, again, lawful. They need to be removed. They need to be prosecuted all the way up to the president. Yes, the Supreme Court can be prosecuted as well. They're not above the law. All these unconstitutional agencies that are being fueled through these omnibus bills that they're creating today, friends, guess what? They're being used against you. I just shared with you yesterday, Todd Starnes actually shared the story that $350 million that, and by the way, it's not been signed yet, but $350 million inside of this bill, guess what? Is for refugee migration into the United States of America. I've been blowing that trumpet for how many months now from this radio program? And that's why the radio show's growing too, by the way, because all those people that thought I was just way out there. No, it's the Word of God. It's not way out there. Sooner or later, you're going to see it in front of you. And then you're going to realize who was way out there. And it's not the Word of God, I can tell you that. God is not a man that he should lie. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Yep. We know Ron Paul told us last week, governments love crisis because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of. By the way, his article was calling out the coronavirus as being a total hoax. Just wanted to let you know that. And I wanted to let you know, too, concerning defiance in America, churches are beginning to stand up and defy shutdown orders. Matter of fact, United States Church defies shutdown order. Rogue pastor is threatened by the government with military force by our government. Sound familiar, friends? Waco, Texas? Oh, my goodness. Are they trying to bring a correlation? You know they are.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.